What is up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of The Connect. I am your host, Ghali, and I cannot believe that it's been 2 months, just over 2 months of socially isolating, and we're in the last stretch of Ramadan, because I don't know where the time's gone, to be honest, and I'm not entirely sure how I feel about how quick time is moving either. But one thing that I do know is that during this time, I started this podcast and it's been something that has helped me keep going. And I want to thank each and every one of you that has listened and supported and shared and sent me feedback and just been absolute champs, because of course one hopes that, you know, their podcast will, or any of their creations will, get to a place where people appreciate it or whatever. But when it actually happens, it just feels so much different and it warms my heart and it makes me feel so full. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I know we're just at the beginning, but it feels right. Like whenever anyone has asked me, how does it feel? Or how do you feel about the podcast? I'm like, it feels right. It feels like this was meant to be happening. This episode is a bit different. It is a solo episode. You will be listening to my voice for a short period of time. And that's because the past week, just like over a week, hasn't been the easiest. I don't know what it was last week. Maybe something was in retrograde, whatever the cool kids will say. But energy was off. Motivation was down. I know that, like with Ramadan, every single year, that's my favorite time of year. And it's a time that I push myself to excel in a way that I don't in anything else in my life, to be honest. And just everything being so different this year, getting into a routine and like feeling, you know, the spirit of it all, and has been really difficult, you know, and organizing my time and like really getting like moving on goals that I want to attain. And I know that other people in my life have felt that as well, not just with Ramadan, but energy levels in general last week. And I had a few people who are near and dear to me tell me to be kind to myself. They reminded me to be self-compassionate. And I so appreciate that, because as soon as they told me, I passed on the message to whoever had to hear it next. And that's the kind of support system that I think it should be valued, because it really is in the toughest of times that you really see who's really around you, you know? And this reminded me of a quote by Elizabeth Gilbert, where she says, "You must learn in life to take things more lightly, my dear. The world is always changes. Learn how to allow for it." Now, if you're anyone who has read my writing anywhere on the internet, especially my very insightful Instagram captions, not tooting my own horn, but they are, I always speak about people having to give themselves the space to embrace uncertainty, because I feel that we often fall into the trap of familiarity and comfort, where we believe that everything will stay the same and that everything will be easy all the time, but it won't. And we were never given that promise, you know? Uncertainty gives us the chance to practice patience and to learn to accept that we, one, know nothing, and two, have control over very little. The moments where we stand in the hallway after the door has closed and waiting for the next one to open up, those are the moments that define a lot of who we are. And so whenever we talk about being kinder to oneself, this idea of self-compassion, I think that as much as I love a good like mantra and affirmation, it really does go beyond all of that. Self-compassion is you showing up for yourself and you creating a psychological safe space where what you're feeling and what you're thinking, you're not going to judge yourself. You're not going to belittle it. You're not going to dismiss it. You're going to welcome it. You're going to acknowledge it. You're going to see it, feel it, learn from it, and then move forward, right? And there are some research studies that have shown that people who have greater levels of self-compassion tend to be a lot more motivated and less lazy and more successful over time. And if I take that as any hint of what was going on last week, I wasn't being very self-compassionate because I was not motivated. I was being very, very lazy and I wasn't hitting my goals. So not that successful at all. I think that when we can approach our emotions and experiences as something beyond just being good or bad, positive, negative, black or white, then we can actually get into evaluating what is going on and stop having this internal back and forth that really isn't that healthy for us. Because it ends up in judgment. We judge ourselves and we berate ourselves. And that isn't very productive. And it also just like shifts your perspective from one of growth to one of just shambles. This may be incredibly analytical for me to say, but what has helped me has been looking at my emotions and sort of sitting back and, you know, trying to sort through them and asking myself, what is this emotion, you know, trying to tell me? Why is it important? What is it signaling towards? Because really, when we ask those types of questions, we can get to the root of why we're feeling how we're feeling and then work out of that. I think uncomfortable emotions and just negativity brewing is an indication for something greater. And it can really help us gain a greater level of perspective about ourselves when we're more curious about what is going on within us. So instead of judging, sort of be like a scientist trying to figure out something, you know? Look at your emotions, learn from them. And more often than not, once you've begun this process, you get to a point where you can ask yourself, what can I do with this information? Where can I go? How will this best serve me and my values and my goals? And I think that that's what I had to remind myself during the past like couple of weeks of Ramadan, is that yes, I may not have attained what is usually my norm, or, you know, exceed what I did last time or last year. But where I am right now is still a very valid, you know, starting point or a point of continuation. So once I can say to myself, you know what, you've actually tried your best, I can sit down and be like, okay, so what can I do in the next 10 days that will help me maximize my time in a way that makes sense for me, not on anybody else's standards of achievement, on mine. What are my goals? What's going to serve me, right? And I think if you're someone that is having trouble being self-compassionate, don't beat yourself up about it. Don't do that. I think it's important for us to not be self-critical. And if something's not working in one direction, maybe just like look at yourself from a different angle. A friend of mine, a very wise friend of mine, always says that we have to look at the inner child, our inner child. So imagine a little kid comes to you and says, oh, I'm sad, or nobody wants to be my friend, or, you know, a younger version of yourself comes to you and is like, you know, I've really been trying to hit these goals, but I'm failing and I'm so dumb. You wouldn't punish them, would you? If anything, you would console them. You would give them a hug. You'd show them that you love them, that you're listening to them, that you see them and hear them. I think that sometimes when we lack self-compassion, we need to connect with our inner child. So whenever we feel unmotivated, or we feel stressed, or we feel sad, it's really important for us to ask ourselves what the young you needs, what the inner child in you needs. Because at the end of the day, we're human, and these emotions are all part of this path of life that we're on. If we're not able to accept that we're imperfect and that we make mistakes and we'll have shortcomings, then really that's putting ourselves at a disservice of living a full life. If you can't be kind to yourself, then you're really not being true to yourself about the realities of life. None of us get it right. We're all just trying to figure it out. I was watching a video where Suhaib Webb was speaking, and I'll put the link somewhere. And he was talking about how in Islam, to give up is haram or impermissible. And that was really interesting to me because I've never heard that being said. But he sort of explained it as a lot of us are trying to be perfect, but the religion that we were given may be perfect, but humans are not, and that we'll make mistakes. But most of us set ourselves up for failure because our standards and our goals are very unrealistic to any human person. But the most important thing for any of us to do is to be self-aware and honest with ourselves about what's going on, to learn ourselves, to center ourselves, and then from there, try our best. And I remember speaking to someone earlier today, and she was saying how I'd seen her working out on her Instagram story, and I was just like, look at you making it look so easy. And she was just like, oh, I'm trying to psych myself up to get to that level again today. And I was like, you know what? You may have done great yesterday. Even if you don't match up to that today, at least you tried. And that's the most important lesson of all, us trying. Because a lot of the time, one may be that we're not being self-compassionate and we're being hard on ourselves, so we just give up. But the other side of it also sometimes is fear of the unknown. But I've always thought about it like this. If you found out today that you only had like X months to live, wouldn't your perspective shift a bit? Wouldn't you be thinking about something that you have always wanted to try and you never got round to, always made excuses for? It's really that simple. You either exist in the unknown and the what ifs, or you try your hand at things that you know nothing about, right? This podcast for me was me just trying, me having this idea and it swirling around in my head for, you know, close to a year and being like, you know what, I'm going to commit to this and I'm going to show up for myself, just like how I would show up for anybody else who has a great idea. And we did it. And I say we because you guys make it so worthwhile. And I do it for you. Wow, that got real deep real quickly. It's not really how I pictured this episode in my head, but that's when you get when you're sort of speaking off the top of your head. And yes, we freestyle, ladies and gentlemen, and make sense while we're doing it. But yeah, it was tough for me to get going on this episode, to be honest. But I'm glad I did it because I feel a lot better right now than I did like an hour ago. So I guess the only message for today's episode is please be mindful and be accepting and be patient with yourself. And you're going to have some heavy days. We're living in a very crazy time and we don't know when things are going to ease up. So please listen to what your emotions are trying to tell you and spend that time to just sort of connect with the things that matter, the things that feed you, the things that put you in a good mood. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I will speak to you guys next Wednesday. And I hope that wherever my voice finds you, that it is with love and light. Bye.